Well, there were a number of letters that were written to Z. Charnot and his wife by the emissaries. Many of them were pertaining to courses, but I thought that this one was personal enough that it was worth sharing. This is the letter from Rod McCrae, directed to Z. Charnot on October 17, 1984. Hi, Z. It's good to write to you. At long last, I'm ready to set our sprout machine in motion. I had heard that you were very busy, so I wanted to make sure I had all the factors in place before starting our sprout operation. Tomorrow, our new hens arrive, our barley is in place, and I have the sound amplifier, and also I'm not quite so busy. I didn't want to just throw the thing together and rush off to do other things. Now I have the time to do it properly. So I was wondering if you would have the time to send me a list of instructions on how to set it up and operate it. I admit to a poor memory, so something on paper would be helpful. Incidentally, it would be great to have you come and work on it with me, but as I say, I've heard you're busy, so I know I could set it in the motion under your instruction. Anyway, feel free to cruise down and go for it. Also, I'm interested in your work with beef animals and sprouts. I'd like to work that into our cattle operation. That's a bit down the road, I guess. If you have any reading material on the subject, I'd surely read it. Lastly, Z, I want to thank you for offering your friendship and your expertise. Though I've been busy, I've never forgotten that first time we met, and you stepped forward and offered what you did. Somehow I feel that something is just beginning. I look forward to our next communication. Love, Rod. Over the course of many months, Z and his family attended a number of presentations by the emissaries, and then there was a lull. This letter is written by Patrick Fitzsimmons to Z. Charnot, December 18, 1984. Dear Z, it has been over 3 months since we heard from you. Having received your last letter of reply to the emissary opening series on September 10, so that you might have more time to reply to the literature you have received, I've asked our mailing department to discontinue sending more until I hear from you again. As was mentioned in the initial letter that accompanied your first mailing of the series, the opportunity is to reply to each mailing. Sharing your experience and thoughts is a vital aspect of the course. The creative cycle naturally involves giving and receiving. As a result, I cannot overemphasize the value of maintaining a consistent rhythm with your letters of response. The fullness of our days always brings us the challenge of properly setting our priorities. I would respect your perspective in this regard, while mentioning that thoughtfully succinct replies to the mailings are always appreciated. In friendship, Patrick Fitzsimmons. This is Z. Charnot's reply to Mr. Patrick Fitzsimmons, Thursday, January 17, 1985. Dear Patrick, rhythm means flow, not beat. I learned that in Greek studies 30 years ago, and in studies of the structure of music. Every exchange has its cadences. During the end of a semester, our lives intensify regularly. This past semester at the University of Guelph was especially eventful. I founded a new organization, Planet. I enclose a single sheet description for your possible interest. We are moving in a matter of days. Our new mailing address is Box 1886, University Center, University of Guelph, Guelph, Ontario, Canada, N1G2W1. There is indeed always the challenge of properly setting our priorities. I remember 28 years ago I spent most of every week improving and maintaining a church building which was used a few hours a week. I thought it to be an expression of selflessness and devotion to God for me to do so. One day I came home, a building used every hour of every day. The front steps were collapsing. I realized how poor my priorities were. This same church which I left 27 years ago withdrew my teaching privileges for countenancing sin, not sinning. I was being tolerant, patient, refraining from judging people because I neither knew all the forces that converged and expressed in their lives nor my own. They weren't commensurate in their practices to offer approval or withhold it, or to even need it from others is to yield to a tendency to control by others. Our accountability is to the kingdom of heaven within. That church selected a standard of material well-being they wanted to uphold and called the support of that standard holy responsibility. It was part of my growth to identify what was happening and to support the expression of spirit, but to cease to uphold the conjured and subtle manners of control they attempted. I enjoyed the study of Indian philosophy last semester and Chinese philosophy earlier. This semester I continued to study other aspects of philosophy. Being back at school as a student at age 49 puts me in a very special environment. I enjoy the content and opportunity of days of thoughtfully structuring the insights and experiences of a lifetime and the discoveries of the present. We dare not honor the boundaries of time by calling part of life the past and part of it the future. There is no such value except for those bound in a scheme too small and an immobile consciousness. Indeed, the creative cycle involves giving and receiving. My life has abounded in giving for decades. I didn't know how to receive and am just learning to give more skillfully and to receive well at all. But if any man asks of you, even in an indirect hint, give him your cloak also. Enclosed are some U.S. postage stamps, of value perhaps there, difficult for me to use. Warm regards, Z. Charnot.